gospel of Jesus, we receive revelation found in the written word. Our eyes behold Jesus, even as he sees us himself. As we hear your word, we are practice of, we make practice of your word. Amen. Glory to God. Since I want to practice that, don't worry. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're looking at supernatural rain. This is the third session. Hallelujah. Supernatural rain. Third and maybe the last section. Hallelujah. But before we get ahead, something we've been looking at since the year began is, what are you doing with God's instruction? How are you doing with God's instruction? What are you doing with God's instruction that he has given to you? The instruction to go make disciples. The instructions to go preach the gospel. What are you doing with it? What have you done with it in the past 1 week? How many souls did you win? How many people got born again because of you? Hallelujah. How many people got born again because of you? Because you yielded to that instruction. Finally, I also ask, how many people did you bring to your church? See, church growth happens because men are involved. Hope you are with me. Church growth happens because men are involved. No church grows when everybody sits down. The fact that you are in church is because someone brought you to church. So you ask yourself that question, how many people am I bringing to church? That is responsibility. Remember I said last week, I said, no proof. Adhere to instruction is you being irresponsible. So, the question is, responsibility for the believer includes the amount of people I bring to church. Let your coming to church not be about me going to church alone. You are talking about how many people, how many persons am I taking to church? How many persons do I bring? If you've been in church for more than 3 months and you don't have people you are bringing to church, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a worker, it doesn't matter your responsibility in church, you are irresponsible. Hope you are with me. You are irresponsible. Because you ought to bring people to church. That's what serious Christianity is about. What efforts did you make in telling somebody, in bringing your disciple, bringing persons to church? So hear the same word you hear. You see, many times, some people want to be, I call it, stingy. I'll put it stingy this way. People want to have people that they just go to rub off knowledge on. So you don't want them to know where you are learning from. You don't want them to know where you are hearing God's word from. So that you keep bamboozling them with big grammar. Okay, so I don't want them to come to church now. That you will not see me less. Who are you? You are irresponsible. Okay, you're hearing me. You're irresponsible. How do you feel? Your disciple you've not spoken to about going to church. Another person from another church comes and takes your disciples to their church. You have labored for another church. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Or your follow-up has ended up somewhere. Glory to God. So, I ask you, what effort are you making in bringing people to church? Now, the way you grow church is not by giving. The way you grow church is by preaching the gospel for us. You have to win souls. I'm not telling you to do church evangelism. You're doing evangelism. You have to be responsible for their lives. Sometimes you have to help them take decisions that you haven't even taken for yourself. And knowing how to live a cautious life. Hope you're with me. A life of caution. Because you know, can't do this because somebody else, I'm sure. Amen. Because they are raising kids. That's what you do. Amen. There are things parents shouldn't do around their children. The same way to be having disciples will teach you how to live a life of caution. Hope I hear it. How to live a life of caution. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I said, how do we increase church? Acts 2, 3,000 souls were saved. They didn't do rap contest. They didn't do debate. They had God's word. You see that? They had God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. They had God's word. Acts 2 molded for us how the church will increase. Preaching the gospel. The Bible says in Ephesians, in Ephesus, mightily grew the word of God and it prevailed. Acts 19 verse 20. It prevailed. So, God's word taught. How many souls have you won today? How many disciples do you have as of today? How many people within the last 7 days have you told about Jesus? You've been hearing me for 3 weeks talking about the same thing, and if you've not gone ahead to do it, it shows how irresponsible you've become or you are becoming. Hallelujah. So I urge you again today. Tell somebody about Jesus. If you've not done it for the past 3 weeks, after service today, don't go home. Go and win souls. After service today, don't eat except you win souls. After service today, don't sleep except you win souls. Amen. Amen. That shows you are taking a hold of responsibility, taking a hold of instruction, because the life of the Christian is a life of instruction, and you don't outgrow instruction. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Matthew 1:1. Matthew 1:1. It says, the book of the generations of Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. The book of the generations. You guys couldn't hear it? It's still in silence. So, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Hallelujah. So, we said, when they use the word generations there, is that you have the Greek word Genesis. So the book of the Genesis. So he calls Genesis the book of sonship. So he's writing about the incarnation of Jesus. Like I will always say to you. And then he points our attention again to Genesis. To make you see, you have to read his writing from the Genesis. The Genesis is how you read his writing. Hallelujah. So we say, the chapter 9 book, quickly before I look at that, look at Mark. He said, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It says, it is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare the way before thee? The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. So he writes again, he opens up, and then he mentions the word beginning, and it goes, beginning is that shade of word for Genesis. Beginning, okay, right? Okay. Hallelujah. Meaning, you have to go back to the Genesis. Then he gives you how you read this material. He says, as it is written in the prophets. Prophet then means the 39 books. And then it goes to Malachi. And then to Isaiah. So, you have to read backwards. Learning to read backwards. That's how you read your Bible. Matthew will lead you to Malachi. Malachi will lead you to Isaiah. Isaiah will lead you like that. You just learn to read backwards. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that's very vital. You get for me that the background, John 1, he said the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Meaning the background of everything they wrote is the 39 book. The background of everything they wrote. The background of everything that was said in the New Testament, it always have its root within the 39 book. When Jesus was teaching, he had the 39 book at the background. Hallelujah. And what was he doing? He was explaining from the 39 book. John 5, 39. He said, you touch the scriptures, referring down to Genesis, down to Deuteronomy. He said, you think you have eternal life. These are they that testify of me, but you not come to me that you might have life. Hallelujah. So he goes again, he shows them. In Matthew 5, he said, you've heard. And it doesn't say to you, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. He said, but I said to you, he who slaps you on one, he slaps you on one cheek, he said, turn the other. Hallelujah. Where was he reading from? We saw that in GPL last. He was reading from Genesis down to Malachi, right? Hallelujah, Genesis down to Malachi. And he was giving explanation to what Moses had said. Hallelujah, we said he has seen the implication of what Moses has said and is applying it to his world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, the 39 book is very vital. The 39 book is very vital in our understanding of the text of Scripture. It all is very vital. Hallelujah. And there are no books that are going away. I've said that to us over and again. Romans chapter 15 verse 4. It says, the things for whatsoever things were written at four times, it says they were written for our learning. Learning there is when you have the word didaskalia, teaching. Amen. Ask the ideas that we learn from them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul again, writing to the church at Corinth, and then he says to them in verse 5. Okay. 1 Corinthians 10 quickly. This is. Okay, verse 6. And now these things were our examples. Verse 5 says, but with them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now he said these things were our examples of the end, that we should not lose over the things that were that they also lost it. Verse 11. So these things happened to them for an example, and they were written for our admonition, upon which the ends of the world are come. Hallelujah. It said they were written for our admonition. So the things that are written in the scriptures were not just written there. Were not just tales. Were not just stories. Don't reduce Genesis to Malachi to just stories. It's a story. Samuel's story. Samson's story. Storybook. No! The Bible is not a storybook. The things that were written in the scriptures were written for us to learn. Hallelujah. They're written for us to do what? Learn. They were listening for our learning, our admonition. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, the things that we have in the New Testament book, as we call it, will have a background within the Old Testament book. Is that it? Remember I said it will have a background within the Old Testament book, not Old Testament. Amen. Within the Old Testament book, the 39 books, the scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we said a few things. I'll just put them in bullet points. Some of the things we've been saying for the past 2 weeks. We said one. We said the Bible opens up in a supernatural world. We said that. And opens up in a supernatural world, explained in natural language. The Bible opens up in a supernatural world, explained in natural language. Meaning the natural is used to explain the supernatural. Amen. The natural is used to explain the supernatural. The third, right? There's nothing called heavenly language apart from speaking in tongues. Right? Aside tongues, there's nothing called heavenly language. Hallelujah. What is a heavenly language? But a hallelujah is an heavenly language, he told you. Amen. Hallelujah is when you have the word praise Yahweh. That's the word. Praise Yahweh. Hallow Yahweh. So that's the word. So you hallelujah. So Yahweh is heavenly language. How?
Amen.
These are natural languages.
Okay with me?
Amen.
So the natural is just the supernatural. So if that is the case, we say Genesis 1 light. Did we say that the light and the darkness is supernatural? In Genesis 1, light and darkness is supernatural. Genesis 1, sun, moon, and stars are supernatural. Right? Right? So we said the sun, moon, and stars are used to explain supernatural beings. In Genesis 2, rain. Genesis 2, 5, rain. We said it's supernatural rain. Genesis 2, 5, rain is supernatural rain. We saw that. And we said the rain will be rain of revival, rain of refreshing, right? Rain of harvest, and rains of miracles. Was that what we said? Was that what we said? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll take it again. The bullet point. So the Bible opens up in a supernatural world, explaining natural languages, right? So the Genesis 1, light and darkness, sun, moon, and stars are supernatural. Supernatural. And they are used to explain the supernatural beings. The rain in Genesis 2 will be supernatural. The rains will be rains of harvest, revival, refreshing, and miracles. We saw all that in the last 2 weeks, right? Hallelujah. So, let's take it up from there. So we said the rain is what? We said the rain is what we have at the new birth. Was that what we said? And the new birth is a rain. The new birth is refreshing because the rain is for refreshing. Hallelujah. It's for refreshing. Isaiah chapter 12, 28. Isaiah 28. Refreshing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 12. It says, to whom he said, this is the one where we gave a cup the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they will not hear. So he says he calls the rest refreshing. What is it? It calls the rest refreshing. And we said, that is what happened in his day. Hallelujah. So in his day, what man receives is God's rain. Hallelujah. God's rain. God's rain. So it says, the new birth is to have, or it says, the rain rather, is what we have as a new birth and what we have in the new birth. The rain is what we have as the new birth and what we have in the new birth. So we use the nomenclature of that day, the early and the latter rain. Hallelujah. Amen. The early and the latter rain. Now, it's going to come out significantly in my teaching today. The use of that nomenclature, early and latter rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said the fourth rain is called the early rain. And it's used for the new birth. And subsequently, for refreshing. I'll put it like this. The rain, right? The fourth is what we call, the fourth is what we have as early rain, and is used for the new birth. So subsequent rain is called used for refreshing. Now, remember, it's called rain, right? So the fourth time a man received God's rain is for the new birth. Hallelujah. The fourth time a man received God's rain is for the new birth. Then subsequently is for what? Refreshing. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Did you get that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at Acts 3 verse 19. Acts 3 verse 19. It says, repent ye therefore and be converted. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
It says, repent therefore and be converted. Repent and be converted. That your sins may be blotted out. So when the times of refreshing will come from the presence. Now we use that word presence. We say that word presence is where we have the word postpone, right? Used for the resurrection. Acts 2:28. The same Peter used it for the resurrection. Thou art made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance, with thy appearing, with thy resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, the reign is the reign of his resurrection, reign of refreshing. Now he says, when the time, now you look at that word time, kairos, opportunities of refreshing. And he used the word time there. Time. Making it seem it will happen more than once. Times in the era. Times of refreshing. Hallelujah. So it's not one. Opportunities. Now we say the kairos is found in the chronos. We're going to see that in the coming words. Hallelujah. The kairos is found in the chronos. Which is, the chronos is used for the order of things. The years, the months, the days. That is chronos. Monday to Sunday. January to December. Right? Right? That is order. 2021, 2022, 2023. That's order. Amen. Now it says the kairos is found in the chronos. Meaning you have opportunities in the year, in the day, in the month. You have opportunities in them. Hallelujah. So what do you have in the year? Opportunities. And then, Peter is saying, you will have kairos. Kairos in the chronos. Kairos of refreshing. It's called a kairos. So that means in the year, you will have times of refreshing. Hallelujah. Now, don't you forget that I said, man has a responsibility in God's reign. Genesis 2:5. Who said that? Hallelujah. So having the assumption that you've been in church since last 2 weeks. Hallelujah. So that means it will have, if it is times of refreshing, it therefore means we can have refreshings upon refreshings. Right? We can have what? Refreshings upon refreshings. And take note of what I said, very significant, but you shouldn't miss it last week. I said, your refreshings will start first with what? Let me see who was there. Will start first with what? With what? Okay, put it like this. Never forget, it is first about the what? God's reign is first about the what? God's tax in the earth. So God's reign is first about God's tax in the earth. Is that his harvest? So the gospel, the reign, now not refreshing now. God's reign is first about his harvest. Amen. Therefore, the refreshing, the revival is towards his harvest. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. He's about his harvest, about his will. Look at Matthew 9. Matthew 9. Verses 36. You see, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and they were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Did you see that? 37. And he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send laborers into his harvest. So what is God doing? He's equipping laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. So his reflection is, his reign is about the harvest. But he will first of all do what? Equip men into the harvest. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Say prayer therefore.
that he will deliver us
into his harvest. Do you see that?
Hallelujah.
So God is about his harvest.
Hope you are with me. God is about his harvest.
Never forget that.
Never forget that.
You see, I said it that things a believer shouldn't forget. God's will in the earth.
Hallelujah.
God's will in the earth. Never forget it. And I'm about God's will in the earth.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The fourth, his reign is about the harvest. And we said, man has a role to play in God's harvest. Genesis 2:5. Quickly, let's get it. Genesis 2:5. We said, man has a role. Genesis 2:5. He says, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord has not caused it to rain. When he said God has not caused it to rain, will there be supernatural rain? Right? God has not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. So that means man has a responsibility of tilling the ground. Isn't that? Man has a responsibility of what? Of doing what? To till the ground. Now, tilling the ground, there is not a farmer. No, it's not to start farming. Tilling the ground is where you have the word Abba. Abba. So, look at it this way. Man has got to till the ground for the rain to get in. Right? Right? For the rain to get in, for there to be an harvest. So man has got a role. Hope you see that now. Man has got a role. So the word till, they're going to have the word Abba. The same word was used in verse 15 for Adam. It says, and the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress and to keep it. That's why you have the word Abba. To dress it. So man's role in God's presence. Remember, the garden of Eden is God's presence. Right? 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 Is it God's throne? God's resurrection. So man's role in the resurrection is what? To dress and to keep. Did you see that? Hallelujah. To dress. To dress means serving. Abba. Serving. Man has something to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll put it this way. Adam was in God's temple. Adam was in God's presence and he has a role. Glory to God. And what is that role in all the earth? Because God, Adam in God's temple was to signify God's presence in all the earth. Hallelujah. What God wants to do in all the earth? God wants his temple in all the earth. So man will have a role to dress and to keep it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, subsequently you discover that how Moses will use the word Abad, A-B-A-D, he will use it for the priest. The priestly role in the temple. He will use it for the priestly role in the temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how will Moses use it? He will use the word Abad for the work of the priest in the temple. The work of a priest. The work of a priest in the temple. In the temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me now. Glory to God. Now, remember the priest is a shadow. I shouldn't be taking us back again because we saw it last week. The priest is a shadow for Israel. Right? Right? Was to point to Israel, this is your role. So, before the priestly ministry started, which is the new project man, the son, right? Started, Exodus 8:1. Look at what God said consistently to the children of Israel concerning his work. Hallelujah.
Exodus 8:1. Consistently, you see. That was the major reason why they left Egypt. I told you they are leaving Egypt work for what? Work for what? To serve. I told you that. Amen. Glory to God. Exodus 8:1. It says, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. That's the word abad. That they may serve me. It isn't that the priest, the Levite will serve me, that that Aaron and his children will serve me. No, say that they may serve me. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So who is to serve him? The children of Israel. That they may serve me. Look at verses 20. He's so consistent. Like I said to the GPL, he's so consistent that you cannot miss it. Verse 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water and said to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Chapter 9, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. Can you see that? He's so consistent. Hallelujah. And he shows you Israel's role to serve the Lord above. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God emphasized that so well to show that Israel has a purpose in God's task in all the earth, serving him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Throughout today, we have a purpose. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Peter in 2 Peter now says, you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. So that means, all what Israel is who we are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All what Israel is supposed to be to God is who we are to God today. Glory to God. That means a man born again has a purpose. Hope you're hearing me. The man born again has a purpose. Has a purpose. So we said, so I said, to be born again is to be identified with Christ. Like we know, to identify with Christ, to be born again is to discover purpose. To discover purpose. Hallelujah. So a purpose-driven life is not a man that has gata. A purpose-driven life is not the MD of an organization. A purpose-driven life is not your salary. A purpose-driven life is a life in service to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hope that will mean. A purpose-driven life is life in service to the Lord. To be born again is to discover purpose. And when you begin to serve the Lord, you are living a purpose-driven life. Hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. Let's get back to the Matthew then. Let's see this. So we said purpose-driven life. Now what did God say to them in Matthew 9? I mean, what did Jesus say to them in Matthew 9? It says, the harvest truly plenteous, verse 37. I mean, verse 36 says, but the laborers are few. I mean, that's 37. And that says, pray ye the Lord of the harvest, 38. That he will send for laborers into the harvest. Hallelujah. And in chapter 10, what did he do? He sent them out in verse 5. He sent them out. Glory to God. He sent them out. So, what is man's role in this harvest? What did he tell them to do? Pray. Did he ask to do what? Pray. Remember Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Zechariah 10 1. Come on. He said, ask of the Lord's rain. Right? In the times of the lottery. That he will give unto you what? Rain. And you'll cause bright clouds. Hallelujah.
to fall on everyone grass on the field. He will give unto you rain. After the rain, that is prayer. So Jesus says, pray the Lord, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. So I have a role. I have a role in God's harvest. Hallelujah. God's harvest is God's dream job. God's harvest is God's dream work. God's harvest is God's dream vision. I have a role to play in God's vision. Hallelujah. I have a role to play in God's dream. I have a role. I have to pray. Because my role is to till the ground. Hallelujah. My role is to till the ground. So I have to pray. Prayer is not about God, give me, give me, give me. No, don't reduce prayer to my wants alone. Don't reduce prayer to you. No, prayer is first about God's will. Prayer is first about God's task. Okay, everybody. Prayer is not about men, unbelievers. Prayer is thought about men being saved. Hope you are following me. Prayer is about being, is thought about men saved. But today, people's prayer have come to God, give me. God, give me. God, I want this. No, prayer is about men. Amen. That's why when people are gone in Nigeria asking God, forgive me, give me. You know, in Nigeria, people pray about everything. Natural grid collapse where people are praying. Oh God, restore back our life. We are children of the light, not children of darkness. Oh God, bad road, people are praying. Bad government, people are praying. Oh God, where will you deliver? You now not mistakenly, you now get back to Canada. Canada. Now go to Canada. Everything is back. Where there's a bad road, I just call a number. Pam, pam, pam. There's people on the road. In 30 minutes, there's 50. You guys don't know that's what happened. That's what happened. There's 50. A friend of mine was telling me about when he went to Paris. And then, he said, that we were going, they saw a bad road. A bad spot. Then he was like, ah! Even in Paris, there's a bad spot. His friend that was with him in the car said, the next 10 minutes, they will have 50. It is not possible. Before you will get to the grocery store and come back, they were done fixing it. They can see the 50. Say, ah! They can't say it was in Nigeria. It's the next administration that we see. It's the next budget. It's the next budget. So, imagine now you're not in such kind of cities. Everything is working. Nobody needs to carry ladder. You can't send anybody on ladder. Do you what? Want to cut light. Do not cut light and give the whole street light. So only your house will not have light. That's wickedness. And the moment you pay, everybody goes back to starting school. I don't remember when I was not even prepared then. I was not yet married then. Whenever I see ladder, I will just be thanking God. Whenever I see ladder, I pay my light now. I usually thank God because I know that whole 2 week. They usually come on Friday. I know that, what a wonderful weekend is going to be. Because they will call people's light and not leave light all through the weekend. Then on Monday, when people are going to go and pray, they will not come out. Off. In fact, you will not be having blackout. Say, oh, Father, thank you. This weekend is going to be wonderful. I usually pray to see ladder. This Nepal people, they don't call see light this month. And they will usually come on Friday by close of work so that you can't come to their office to pay. So you don't go to a place where you don't see ladder. You don't see people wearing red. You are not throwing coffee. Olori buruku. Come down. If I come down, let me catch you. You don't see all those things. Everything's working. And I say, heaven is on the earth, really. First, I didn't understand why you're saying heaven is not the place. Okay, I can see heaven on earth. Africa is hellfire. I told you a friend of mine said, we no longer pray like that, we just pray for rapture. He went to Canada and he said, all you pray for is just pray for rapture. Nothing to pray about. If your prayer life has been reduced to things, if you go to places like that, you won't see a reason to pray. You won't see a reason to serve God. Do you get me? Because your prayer life has been wrong from the start. They just invited you for vacation in UK and you lost. When you don't realize you lost, they were coming back, they did not see you again. You are from UK, you are scared. I'm not going back. But you see, you say this is the land flowing with milk and honey. This is the land flowing with milk and honey. Ah! Man, I see what the Lord was saying about Canaan land. Okay, if I slap you. It's just because you don't have a prayer life. A prayer life reduced to things is not having a prayer life. Amen. Amen. A prayer life is when you walk in, you see a man who's drunk. You see a man who is smoking. You see a man who is a cow. You see a man who is this. You see a woman who is a prostitute. You say, God, you are praying. Hallelujah. You see an unbeliever, you are praying. Are you born again? No, you are praying. Hallelujah. That is a prayer life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My pastor said something. He said, when do we stop praying? We stop praying when every man on earth is born again. When do we stop praying? When every man on earth is born again. So you are walking and then you see a mosque. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You're walking and then you see a shrine. I'm going to pray. You're walking and then you see sacrifice on the road. Draw prayer continues. No stopping. Okay, I will leave. We'll keep praying. We'll keep praying. Hallelujah. Prayer is me tilling the ground. Hope you know that. Prayer is me tilling the ground. Tilling the ground. Ask the Lord for rain. Now, it doesn't stop there. In chapter 10, verse 5, Jesus sent them out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, man's role in God's harvest is praying and trusting out, going out into the harvest. Did you see that? Hallelujah. I'm praying and I'm out on the harvest preaching. Trusting out is evangelism. The prayer and you're on the field. You pray and you're on the field. Right? So when a man prays for the Lord and he stands preaching the gospel, what is he doing? He is making God's rain to abound. Hallelujah. He is making God's rain to abound. He's a man living in purpose. Hallelujah. Close this thing now. Amen. That's a man living in purpose. Purpose. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hope you're following me. So, I have this in my notes. Prayer and going out to preach is you making rain happen. Early rain. You're making the early rain happen. Now watch my use of the word early and latter rain. You're making the early rain happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the early rain is the first rain that gets the man saved. Hallelujah. Obey me. Then every other rain afterwards is what? It's called lateral rain and it's geared towards the early rain. We'll see that shortly. Amen. Amen. Every other rain that happens is the lateral rain and it is geared towards the early rain. For man has a role. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. It's geared towards the early rain. But every other rain after that is the last rain. Look at Acts 3:19 again. It says, when the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Time. More than one, right? Time. More than one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means myself, listen, it says times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord more than once. So that means myself, I have a role. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have to be refreshed. That's what I want to say. Now the last item, rain for refreshing. Hallelujah. I myself, I have and I need refreshing. Amen. Towards that same time. You see that? Amen. So, who needs the early rain? The believer or the unbeliever? Come on, let me hear you. The believer or the unbeliever? Who makes the rain happen? The unbeliever or the believer? The believer. So the believer makes the early rain happen. Right? So, the believer. Now, who needs the latter rain? The unbeliever or the believer? The believer needs the subsequent rain. Hallelujah. For what? You like refreshment. It is for refreshment. You are probably with a jam donut and more. Amen. For refreshing. Right? Right? For refreshing. The believer needs it for refreshing. Now, so what? So what? The start. Use what I'm teaching you, the early rain. Amen. So, the latter rain is needed by the believers towards the early rain. Amen. The believers need refreshing. The believers need refreshing. Hallelujah. I was about to put up something last night on our page. I thought I was going to say it in church today. Amen. Amen. So Jesus himself has times of refreshing. Jesus had times of refreshing. Jesus. So even God needed times of refreshing. Towards the time. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Luke chapter 6. Oh, before you get to Luke 6, sorry. Before you get to Luke 6, Mark 1, verse 34. It says, and he healed many that were sick of diseases and cast out many devils, and summoned all the devils to speak because they knew him. Now verse 35. And in the morning, rising up great a while before day, is this same prayer? Is this same prayer? Is this same prayer? Okay, so Jesus has same prayer. He went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Did you see that? He prayed. He went out to his place to pray. So, Jesus had to go refresh himself. Glory to God. Did you see that? He had to go refresh himself to pray. To pray. He went out to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, many times there's this belief that he who needs refreshing is the one that is weak, that needs, the person that is out, that is about to backfire, that needs to be refreshed. No. Amen. Now look at Jesus. He just had a great time. Demons went out. Right? What did he do? He went to pray. He went to refresh. So, refreshing is not until there's tiredness. No. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what they're tired. Glory to God. Hope you are with me. Okay. I'm going to show you something. look for. Rush to look for. Verse 41. Are you there? He said, and devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, stubborn of them to speak. But he knew he was Christ. The same thing. And he and when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And they would stop him. Now he went into a desert place. Right? So go and do what? Mark had told us. He went to pray. He left to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 5 verse 16. Luke 5 16. It says, and he, verse 15. Let's talk about verse 15. It says, and he came, went abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him, and of their infirmities, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. So Jesus had faith. People began to know of him, miracles, signs. He went out to pray. He left to pray. I thought things are already going well. You know, people think you don't need refreshing when things are going well. No. Refreshing is what you need all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When ministry is going well, doesn't mean you shouldn't have times of refreshing. Why? Because refreshing means to keep me on track. Refreshing means to get back on track. So things can be going well and you are going off track. Hallelujah. Things can be going smooth, no problem, and you are off track. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So refreshing is to keep me focused on what I ought to be focused on. Refreshing is to keep me focused on what I should be focused on. Fame is a distraction. He just went to pray. Doesn't mean that. So the believer must be wise. Smart. Amen. The Bible says be vigilant. Be vigilant. What that would mean? Be what? Very vigilant. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. Glory to God. Glory to God. In chapter 3, Luke 6, verse 12, it says, on top of verse 11, and they were filled with madness and communed one with another, and that what they might do to Jesus. Now, Jesus had adversity. You see that? He had what? Adversity. What did he do? He went up to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Did you see that? Went to pray again. So did you see? It's not only when things are rough that you pray, but when it's good and when it's rough. So prayer is without ceasing. That's what the Bible says. Don't say it's only when things are rough I will pray. No. Prayer is all the time. It's what? And it's refreshing. It keeps me refreshed. It keeps me refreshed. Prayer keeps me refreshed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Luke 9, verse 28, he took his disciples to go and pray. Luke 9, 28. He took Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. Verse 39. And as he prayed, the fire of his countenance was altered, and his garment was white and glistering. You see that? He went, he took them to pray, and when he was praying, he was changed. Can we say he was refreshed? 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 Hallelujah! He was refreshed. He was refreshed. You see that? So prayer brings refreshing. Prayer brings refreshing. In Luke 11. So Jesus had times of refreshing. Can you see? Luke 11:1. And it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place.
And as the season of the disciples came, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. He was praying. He was praying. In Luke 18, he gave them a parable. Verse 1, he says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Ought always to pray. Hallelujah. Don't put it like this. Men ought always to pray. Men ought always to stay refreshed. Is that it? Is that it? Men ought always to stay refreshed. And not to faint and not to die out. Either way, your fame will make you die out. Will make you tire out. Amen. Either way, the troubles will also tire you out. So men ought always to pray to always stay refreshed. Hallelujah. What do you mean? What do you mean? Men ought always to stay refreshed. Pray, stay refreshed. And not to tire out. Glory to God. So I say, prayer keeps me in check. Prayer keeps me in check, refreshed. Luke 22, verse 40. He tells them, pray that you fall not into temptation. Luke 22, verse 40. Luke 22, 40. And when he was at the place, he said to them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. That ye enter not into temptation. So prayer keeps me from falling. So I need to stay refreshed. Hallelujah. Stay refreshed. So Jesus had time where he would go to a solitary place. Had time where he would go to places to go and refresh himself. Hallelujah. When he was baptized, the Bible says he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. What did he go to do in the wilderness? We're going to be counting stones. No. He was there 40 days. He was fasting and praying. He was praying. Praying. He shows us a man who's about to talk to me must not joke with refreshing, with prayer. A man who's about to talk to me doesn't joke with that. Everybody thought the 40 days was just all you know about the 40 days. Fast of Jesus was about Satan's temptation. No! He went there to pray. To pray. To pray. And I told us in GPLR, have a monthly retreat. Hope you've not forgotten. Minimum of 6 hours. I said that to us. And you have it once every month. Hope you've not forgotten it. It's to keep you refreshed. It's to keep you what? Refreshed. You need it. Have you done that this month? If you have not, you still have days left. You need to stay refreshed. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. 6 hours minimum. Every month. While we pray and fast, you must stay refreshed. Refreshed for the work. In a world like this where there are a lot of distractions, I must stay refreshed. I must stay focused on what I need to be focused on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Glory to God. The apostles too had times of refreshing. In prayer. They had times of refreshing in prayer. In Acts 1 verse 14. I said to God, that during GPLR, I said, there's no way you open the book of Acts and you see prayer. Acts 1:14. They all continue one accord in supplication, in prayer and supplication. Acts 1. In one accord. Acts 2:1. In the day of Pentecost, they were fully come. They were one accord in one place. So he had given you already what they were doing in one accord. In chapter 1 verse 14, they were praying. They were what? Praying. They were praying. Refreshed. And then they had the Holy Ghost with them. Amen. The Holy Ghost came upon them. They were praying. And then they had the Holy Ghost with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means in prayer I'm refreshed. So when I pray, I'm causing the rain. I'm causing refreshing. Hallelujah. When I pray, I'm causing refreshing. They had Holy Ghost meetings. Holy Ghost meetings too are times of refreshing. I'm going to take this together. Holy Ghost meetings are times of refreshing. Hope you're hearing me. Holy Ghost meetings are times of refreshing. Look at that chapter 2 from verse 1. It says, they were in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as the worship master went, and they filled the house where they were sitting, and they said unto them, cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And did you see that? They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, right? They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled, refreshed. Refreshed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that means they had times of refreshing. Where they refresh themselves. I refresh myself in the place of prayer. And then I must not neglect the fact that we can refresh ourselves together too. In Holy Ghost meeting. That would say as iron sharpened iron. So a friend sharpened it, the counterpart of the strength. Or you know, a friend sharpened the friend. As iron sharpened iron. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in Holy Ghost, listen. We are refreshed. We are refreshed. We are refreshed. In verse 30, in verse 39, 3,000 souls were won. 3,000 souls were won. Did you see that? Refreshing that led to what? That led to what? Early rain. Rain that leads to rain. Hope you are with me. Remember I told you, the Holy Ghost meeting is to stir you up for what? God's will in all the earth. Have you forgotten that? What to do after the Holy Ghost meeting? God listened to that message. I said, the Holy Ghost meetings that we have is not for you to have a wonderful time alone. It's a wonderful time. Oh, wonderful time. You must be stirred towards serving the Lord. Towards walking in law. Right? And reaching out to men. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost meeting is for. All what you receive in the Holy Ghost meeting is for the world. You receive rain to bring forth rain. Hallelujah. Rain that bring forth rain. The latter rain that bring forth early rain. That then causes latter rain on people. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. Glory to God. Latter rain that bring forth rains of miracles that will bring forth rain of heaven. That's what we're talking about. Hallelujah. In chapter 3. They were on their way. Peter and John on the way to the gate. To the temple. So they met the cripple on the way, on their way. And then what happened? They laid hands on him and they began to walk. Hallelujah. Rains of miracles, right? Rains of miracles, right? There's already a preamble. They were going to pray in the hour of prayer. They were going to pray. So there was not a miracle of. So that's the rain of miracles. What happened? People gathered. They will gather in chapter 3. Chapter 4. Souls were won. Hallelujah. From verse 1 into 2. Hope you're following that. Hope you're following that. Hope you're following that. Hallelujah. In that same chapter 4, they were now threatened. In chapter 4, they were threatened. Chapter 4, verse 21 into 22. It says. Sorry, from verse 18. It says, and it called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. They commanded them. So this is, there's now issues, right? In the walk. There's now confrontation in the walk. Right? Right? Persecution. Don't preach again. I don't hear your voice anymore. this truth again. They didn't go and say, oh, let's not preach again. No. What did they do in verse 23? And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all the truths and the air that I said unto them. And when they heard it, they lifted up their voice in one accord. Again, one accord, prayer. Right? And said, thou art God, which has made the heavens and the earth and the seas that is in them. So what they did was not that everybody began to say, oh, thou art God. No. They found the scripture, right, to pray with. This is the scripture they pray with. Right? Hallelujah to the praise. The praise. Hallelujah. When there is frustration, when there is persecution, you don't tire out. No. Hallelujah. Times of refreshing. Did you see that? Did you see that? Amen. Times of refreshing. So the praise. Verse 31, when they have prayed. Did you see that? When they have prayed. That means they pray. That means they pray. Refreshing, right? They now had, said the place where they were assembled together. I mean, the place was set where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and spoke the word of the Lord with boldness. So, from prayer, they now had Holy Ghost meeting. Isn't that? Hallelujah. They had refreshing upon refreshing. Prayer, refreshing, to refreshing, to Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Rain that leads to rain. Hallelujah. And I had to refresh this again. Had Holy Ghost with it. What happened? After what? They spoke the word of God with. So, what was the stress about? For them not to speak. For them to be afraid. But no, they are done praying. They had Holy Ghost with it. And they spoke boldly again. Hallelujah. Refreshing. Hope you're following me. They had what? Refreshing. Profession. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They had rains upon rains. Rains upon rains. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They had refreshing. They spoke the word of the Lord with boldness. Verse 32. And the multitude of them that believe. So now they are now multitude. Multitude of believers. Because what they had was refreshing. Who are following me? Because they had what? They were a multitude of believers. Let's see other. Now they spoke the word of God with boldness. They had multitude. Verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles to witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Right? And great grace was upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 5 verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So that's rain of refreshing in chapter 5. I mean chapter 4. That brought multitude. Also brought about miracles. Did you see that? And the miracles is for showmanship. For what? The harvest. This is that is for the what? The harvest. Men will gather. So you see, you must have signs of refreshing. Is this all in service to the Lord? Is this in service to the Lord? Is this still in the ground? Is this still in the ground? Oh. Hallelujah. So you are refreshed to till the ground. You are refreshed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what God is doing. That's what God is doing. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 6. Come on, let's see. It says, and who they said before the apostles when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. What is? They laid hands on them. So that means laid on of hands. Let's see the effect. and the word of the Lord increased, and the number of the disciples were what? Were what? Multiplied. They laid hands on them. They laid them. So laying on of hands is to cause rain. Also, when hands are laid, it's to cause rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So cause it to rain. And what is the effect of laying on of hands? So, amen. Ministry is better. When hands are laid, the same hands, he said, when hands are laid, ministry is better. Ministry. Ministry. The what? Service. To receive service. The what? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hope you're following me. We can go on and on. Glory, glory, glory. Let's go down to chapter 13. Let's see something else. Down there in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Luther of Cyrene, and Manaen, which was brought up by Herod the tetrarch and Saul, and as a minister to the Lord and fasted, the minister to the Lord, when they were having Holy Ghost meeting. Is this time of refreshing? This time of refreshing. So the Holy Ghost said, they put to me Paul and Barnabas for the work that I sent them. And when they fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. Did you see that? They sent them away. There's work in here. Hallelujah. We sent them away. Glory to God. So that means, when you have supernatural rain, when you have supernatural rain, is, and I told you, is what the Lord has said to us as our Kairos in the Chronos, who have seasons of rain. Hallelujah. So who's going to make it happen? I'm going to be conscious of it. I have a role to play. Hallelujah. I have a role to play to ensure that I always have that rain. Hallelujah. That must be found in the place of prayer. Glory to God. Supernatural rain. Now the supernatural rain is first about the harvest. Right? First about the harvest. It's first about the harvest. Then, I am refreshed for the harvest. This is that. I am refreshed for the harvest. So Paul will say, don't be drunk with wine when it's excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. That is Paul is saying there. Be continually filled. That's the word. Be continually filled. Be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Can we say, he's saying be being refreshed with the Holy Ghost. I can live a consistent life of being refreshed with the Holy Ghost. I can live a consistent life of being refreshed with the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to take retreat serious. I'm going to take Holy Ghost meeting serious. I'm going to have time, hallelujah, where I just be dumb. Have time where I just laugh. I'm refreshing myself. Hallelujah. I'm taking the opportunity of the time. Hallelujah. To get refreshed, not for my own self need, not for my own self-centeredness, but for the work that is set before us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are in a season of supernatural rain. Hallelujah. Rain that brings forth rain. Hallelujah. The harvest is God's work. I told you. The harvest is what God did. But we have a role to play. I told you that. We have a role to play. I said that on GPLR. That the harvest. End of year service. That the harvest is not. Is what God gives. Right? As a reward. For consistency. The harvest is a reward. It's a reward. You are not the one bringing in the habit. Your role is to till the ground. Your role is you are found in place of prayer, right? And in the place of what? Going out. It's his role. To do what? To get them saved. Paul will say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God to salvation. They're not the ones doing the salvation. It's God's power to salvation. It's God's power. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul will call it the demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power. The demonstration of the Spirit's power. Demonstration. Apodestis. Meaning the work of the Spirit to put for light. Hallelujah. On a dark topic. It's work of the Spirit. But our role is to feel the ground. Hallelujah. Our role is to feel the ground. So that man will receive that rain. Any rain. Hallelujah. And he too will have. We can cause latter rain. Hallelujah. Cause refreshing. So as we pray. As we pray, we are refreshed. As we have Holy Ghost meeting, we are refreshed. Hallelujah. But we use the word for Holy Ghost meeting. We use the word edify. Edify. That edification there, edify there, is a shade of the word to be refreshed. Say he that speaks in tongues, edifieth himself. Hallelujah. Edifieth himself. So that means I can just take up tongues and just speak in tongues. Hallelujah. That can I speak in tongues when there's nothing about? Can I just pray in tongues without knowing that? Yeah, you can. Just take up in tongues. You need to have a prayer point or prayer focus. Can just be in tongues. Amen. I'm being refreshed. That's the he that speaking in tongues, brother. Edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. So that means I can edify the church. I can edify myself. I can bring refreshing to the church. When we're in the Holy Ghost system. Tongues and interpretation. Right? 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 Revelation. Discerning of spirit. Word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. Edify the church. I can bring refreshing to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. So we're not going to joke with those times in this year. Times of refreshing that bring forth harvest. Hallelujah. Times of refreshing. Supernatural rain. Supernatural rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're in this year. We're in this year. And this year is in this day. Hallelujah. So we're in this day. All we're doing is really in this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I have times of refreshing. I'll have times of refreshing. I'll bring forth rain. Rain. Man. Hammer. Say, I will. I'm causing early rains in everywhere. I'm causing early rains everywhere. Everywhere. Men are saved. Men are saved. I receive supernatural rain for the harvest. I receive rain of miracles in this year. Rain of miracles. Gift of faith. Rain of that gift. Rain of the gift of faith. And the gift of healing. Rain of miracles. Miracles that is bringing forth harvest, 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 harvest. I receive times, seedless times of refreshing in this year. That will bring forth harvest, 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 harvest with my bands full of harvest in this year. I don't thank the Lord. I don't thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Harvest. 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 I'll do my role. I'll do my role in God's supernatural reign. I'll do my role. I'll play my role. Oh, I'll play my role. I'll do my part. I'll do my part. I'll pray. I'll pray. I'll pray. I will be refreshed. I will be refreshed. I will pray. I will pray. I will have times of retreat. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I'll have times of retreat. I'll pray. All over the world, your Spirit lighting hand, young and old, male and female, great and small, with Holy Ghost fire, with Holy Ghost fire, fire of renewal is raising up us. In families, on the streets and everywhere. Renew us, renew us, renew us of passion and desire as we bow our knees to supplicate. And I feel you, Jesus. Jesus, revealing yourself in thy heart. We take that song. The nations worship you. That's an okay. All over the world, your Spirit lights in us. Young and old, male and female, great and small, with Holy Ghost fire, with Holy Ghost fire. Fire of renewal is raising all us in families, on the streets and everywhere. Renew us, renew us, renew us of passion and desire as we bow our knees to supplicate. I see you, Jesus, oh Jesus. Oh, revealing yourself in diversity. All the nations worship you. All around the world.
All over the world.
Your Spirit lighting us.
Your Spirit lighting us.
Young and old.
Young and old, male and female, straight and small.
With Holy Ghost fire,
with Holy Ghost fire.
Fire of renewal,
fire of renewal.
Is risen on us, in families, on the street and everywhere. When you are,
when you are,
oh,
when you are,
when you are the passion and desire, as we bow our knees to supplicate, and I see you, dear Jesus, yes,
Jesus,
oh, revealing yourself in diversity, all the nations worship you. Renew us, renew us, renew us of passion and desire.
I see
power with
you,
Lord. Let's supplicate now. Well, just supplicate right now. Let's just supplicate. As we have done.